Hi, Slay.
Hey, what's up?
No problem. I know you're probably a busy guy. let's go ahead and get you set up for this. I just need to get some basic details, I guess, about your company. I know that we, you know, kind of already have an account for you, but just to update everything. So, what's going to be your hours of operation?
They're on my Google listing.
Okay. I did see that.
8 to 5.
Eight to five. Monday through Friday, right? Or Monday through Sunday? Okay.
Yep. Monday through Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. And then, so it's not required for Google, but do you have proof of licensing, or is that even required for your industry?
No, not right now.
Okay. And also, Slay, we did just kind of add a new feature that it's not anything additional, but would you at all want a call tracking number for your account so that your number wouldn't be listed online?
No.
Okay. All right. No problem. Okay. And then the services that you offer, obviously, it's like glass installs. What kind of variation of that?
Glass showers.
Okay, perfect. So then for the billing, is it the same address that we have here for you?
What address do you have?
I have, let's see here, one second.
Probably that North Carolina, I don't know.
No, it's in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the, one second, let me pull it up. It is 6874 Northwest 20th Street, or 20th Ave.
No, that's the reason I'm changing it, because that's another glass guy.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay. What's your address then?
I got two of them. I want to put it in the other listing. One moment. It's 1946.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Street. Tyler.
Okay. And that's still Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I got cut off. 1946 Tyler Street.
Okay. Or I actually have Hollywood for that. Is it not Hollywood? Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Hollywood, Florida, 33020.
Okay, perfect. So that's kind of crazy that that address. So, because the Google Business Profile has that the other address on it. So somebody take over your Google Business Profile?
No, I was working with him, and then he decided to do some funny business, and then I figured, let me move everything.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so then, let's see here.
Can I put two addresses, or it has to be one address or two?
Well, so for the Google Business Profile, it'll just be one address. We actually don't even have to have your address be seen. Is that something that you want for people to see?
No, I can put that address.
Okay. So, and then for the billing, is it a different address?
No, it's the same one.
Okay. All right. Then. Okay, hold on one second. And for that, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. So when you give me that card number, Slay, go ahead and give it to me 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
5108. 5108. 0502.
0502.
1461.
1461.
7883.
Okay. And then go ahead and give me the expiration.
1125.
And the 3-digit code on the back.
680.
Okay, perfect. So I'm updating and processing the payment. I know you've kind of been through this before, but I'm just going to go ahead and read to you what's called the voice verification. You know, it's just because I have you on a discounted pricing program. It's to outline the service agreement with us and is an added form of protection for you. So as I'm walking you through this, Slate, if there's anything that you don't understand, just let me know and I'll go ahead and rephrase it, okay? So
this is a month-to-month. There's no contract, huh?
Right, exactly. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And again, is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
My Glass Shower.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Clay Mubarak, owner.
Please, are you authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of this business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, Slate, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to, well, it just could happen that other, like, marketers might call you. So just be advised you may receive. I'm sorry. No, absolutely not. It's just from being seen more on that first page, you might receive calls from, you know, other marketers trying to get your business, like, you know. But just let them know you're with us already. You don't need it.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay, so do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Okay, and so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't know what that means.
So basically, if you do anything else online, just let us know, which you won't have to. But if you do for any reason, just simply let us know, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of May 12, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $298. So that's with the $199 plus the $99 setup fee. The $199 will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 12th of each month in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time, Slay, by contacting client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So then the next thing that I'm just going to go ahead and do here, 1 second. Okay. So did you have a partner previously that kind of just went off the deep end or something?
I saw it. Still being recorded or are we done?
Oh, no, we're done with that.
Okay. No, just the guy I was working with. And then, you know, I decided to move locations. Nothing crazy.
Okay. Yeah, that's too bad.
Nobody's as honest as they seem to me.
Yeah, I hear you there. It's, you know, it's like the older I get, the harder it gets to trust people.
Yeah. Everyone's out for themselves.
So, Slay, I do have here then, you should have received a couple of text messages just now. Did you get those?
Oh, what phone number do you have?
This one we're talking on, 7070227.
No, I didn't get one.
Okay, here, let me go ahead and send that again. One second. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta take you off the speaker, so I have to go back and forth. I got it. One second.
Okay. So this is your invoice?
Okay, I got it.
Just go ahead and do me a favor, Slay, and go ahead and open up that link for me. So I guess you'll have to put me back on speakerphone. But,
Wait, no, I can't. Hold on, let's go back and forth. One second.
Sure.
Yeah, open the link or not.
So with that link, this is the invoice and everything we discussed in writing. Go ahead and... just scroll to the bottom of that, click the little white box, take your time if you want to look it over, but click the white box, and then where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card, then at the bottom where it has your name, go ahead and put that, just type that in and press confirm signature. When you're done, let me know, okay?
Okay, this is everything that's happening. Hold on, I put my headphone in. Okay, I certify, then what, just write my name?
Yeah, write your name.
The charge went through already?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I can't change the face now, I don't change it. Okay, now it says username and password.
Okay, so just go ahead and bookmark that, and we'll also, send you an email, but you'll receive the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 days. That's for your reporting dashboard, okay? So
to my email?
Yes. Yeah, it will be sent to your email as well. The next thing I'm going to do for you, with you, Slay, the very last thing, I know you're in a rush, but I just need to set up your client interview, okay? So that's just where they're going to get everything inputted.
So you're going to go through everything and make sure none of my information has any other address, correct?
Absolutely. So they'll do, it's called an ANAPW cleanup, so it's a name, address, phone number, website cleanup, so they do that across the internet to make sure everything is correct. So, but I still need to set up your client interview. Are you available tomorrow to do that?
Same time.
Same time. Okay, so we can do tomorrow at 9 or 10. Or, I'm sorry, 9. 12 or 1.
12, yeah.
12, okay. I'll get you in for 12 o'clock. So just save it's the 877 number. I'm going to text you my extension and phone number. Okay.
Okay.
But just save in your phone the 877-635-6225. That's the number that they'll be calling you from for the client interview. So it's from 12 to 1. It's not going to take an hour. Just allow that hour slot in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. And again, I know you were with us previously, but I'm going to go ahead and send you just a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how the dashboard works so you can kind of refresh it.
Okay.
And it seems like you have everything, and hey, welcome back to Local Splash. We're happy to have you here, Slay, okay?
Thank you, appreciate it.
Yeah, did you have any other questions at all?
No, I just hope you do the same thing you did last time.
Okay, absolutely. I would say in the past 6 years, we've actually gotten a lot better, so.
I hope so.
Definitely. And again, just make sure you answer for that client interview tomorrow so we can get everything started, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Talk to you later, Slay. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Jesse. Enjoy your day, too.
All right. Bye-bye.